The hard questions that have faced Fresh Expressions have come, I think, from several different directions. Think about some of them. Isn't this really a kind of Christianity light? Trying to smooth out the difficulties in order to make things more accessible to people who can't be bothered or haven't got the skills or the resources really to get themselves into the real thing. Isn't all this something which frankly brackets out a lot of theological questions by dropping them in the too difficult file, the waste paper basket that is, and moving on just to keep people engaged and entertained? Isn't this a very churchy thing which somehow ties up our energies in recruitment to something or other without really addressing the transformational prophetic quality that the church needs to have in the world? And I've phrased those questions so as to indicate that they come from the different bits of our church, from evangelical and Catholic and radical corners. And they're real questions and they're very serious ones. Because Christianity light isn't Christianity at all. A Christian gospel that doesn't claim my soul, my life, my all isn't actually good news. Likewise, a Christian expression of church life that doesn't bind people together in unities, in solidarities that are given by God, not by us, through sacraments, through the integral organic life of the church, that's not really worth bothering with. And a church that doesn't actually say to the world, this is the new creation. This is an order of justice, reconciliation, a countercultural movement. That, again, is not really the church. And the challenge for all Fresh Expressions of Church is how they're going to live into those three enormous demanding realities. And that's what the book is about. That's why you'll see here some very fundamental theological thinking. The more the Fresh Expressions project rolls on, the more, as Steve has so eloquently said, the more one is driven to ask very basic questions about the nature of the church. People who get involved in Fresh Expressions, who come very often from a different place from most of us, don't have the vocabulary and the assumptions. But that also means they don't think they just get the church on the national health. They know it's something they've got to own and think through and give their allegiance to in mind as well as heart, to know what it is that they're involved in. So there are discussions here of what the church really is, discussions of the sacramental quality of church life, the inescapable givenness of that organic life into which we are drawn by the gospel. We're reminded here that we're not simply talking about a few little local experiments, but something that is about the worldwide church, the church Catholic, the church that is for everyone, and that both affirms and challenges every culture. We're taken back to our biblical roots. We're faced with the question of transformation. We're faced with the question of what Fresh Expressions does to help people grow into Christian adulthood. Which is a very important question, I think, with various new sorts of church life. How do you move people on from being the recipients to being those who themselves grow into a real Christian fullness such that they themselves can take on the transforming work? We're asked again and again about how this relates to our culture and what difference that makes. So, it's a huge agenda that this book addresses, and I think the essays here address those questions with tremendous resource and imagination and vitality. Just flicking through it, I found time and again, as I sort of light on a page, I think, ah, yes, they've got that one then. Or, ah, never thought of that. And to see that interweaving of the contemporary, the scriptural, the traditional, actually, this does say something very basic about the nature of Fresh Expressions itself. Fresh Expressions is not a desperate panic strategy to shore up a crumbling institution. Fresh Expressions is about the rediscovery of the deepest roots of who we are as Christians, as people who belong to a living church, which is the body of a living Christ. That's what Fresh Expressions is for. And that means, of course, it's not simply for a group of cafe church attenders here or surfers there or whatever. It's for all of us. The now extremely shop-soiled phrase mixed economy does remind us that what this is about is recalling the church to what I think I might call an excellence of service, praying that God will give us that quality of excellence, of edge and depth in all that we do, whether it is received ways of being church or new and exploratory ways of being church. What we want is edge and depth. And that surely has to be good news for the whole of the Church of England. That's why I think this book is good news for the whole of the Church of England.